Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
State legislatures all over the country are now getting a lot of pressure to adopt so-called pre-K or pre-kindergarten programs. The alleged purpose is to close the gap between kids from high-income and low-income households. But there is no evidence that pre-K can accomplish that. The liberals like to say that pre-K investments, that's the left's code word for taxes, save money later on in education. But every study shows that Head Start and all the early interventions do not achieve what they promise. They fade out at least by the third grade. The Department of Health and Human Services made its own Head Start impact study and concluded that Head Start has little to no effect on the participating children. The principal education goals of the George W. Bush administration were to raise U.S. scores and to close the gap between high-income and low-income students. But the only thing pre-K accomplished was to provide daycare services for single moms, the majority of whom voted for Obama. Head Start was based on the assumption that pre-K could compensate children for the disadvantage of being poor. It's time to face the fact that many children are poor mainly because they do not live in a nuclear family with their own father and mother. We should not invest any more taxpayer money in pie-in-the-sky projects that make adults feel sanctimonious but do no long-term good for the kids. The problem we should address is the decline in marriage. There is no substitute for the enormous advantage to children who grow up in a home with their own mother and father. A better formula for helping kids to achieve in school would be to stop giving out financial handouts that operate as incentives to women who have babies outside of marriage and then turn to Big Brother government for financial support. Pre-K is another anti-marriage incentive.
Yes, the American family is under attack. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, to protect those you love, start by getting your own copy of the new book by Phyllis Schlafly, Who Killed the American Family? Radio listeners can receive an autograph copy at a special discount at eagleforum.org. If we don't respond, who will? Go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Before we get back with our guests today, Doran C. Matthews and Sylvia M. Hooper of the FPA Foundation, John Stattmiller would like to have a little bit of time. So welcome, John.
Well, Deanna, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
Oh, hanging in there. Glad to see 2014 go, but 2015 looks a little scarier than 2015.
Oh, I don't know how it could be worse for you, John.
Oh, don't ever say that, Deanna. I heard years ago, if you think things are bad, cheer up, things will get better. Sure enough, I cheered up. They didn't get any better. At any rate, look, I won't take up much of your time. You're in your third hour here. We're doing a pledge drive for the network. And let me just give you a quick recap here. Hopefully by next Saturday, if not the following Saturday, you're going to have about 8 more minutes per hour in which to do your show.
Ah.
So we're going to get rid of about 24 minutes commercial time in your program. We're reformatting the clock for the network. We're teaming up with Sam Bushman over at Liberty News Radio. We're going to be doing some cross promotion. He knows radio. I know radio, but we also know that funds are drying up, they're dwindling. And so we're going to join forces to make it through 2015. But we're asking people right now, and we're making an offer for C. Fenner Goldsborough's book. If you've not heard the interview that I did with the man, he wrote a book called Super Scam. It has to do with the IRS. He includes affidavits that you can fill out, send to the IRS, and make the Internal Revenue Service a thing of the past in your life, or maybe a family member or a loved one, neighbor, whomever. We can help each other. For a minimum donation of $100, you'll get that book, Super Scam. And we're about 8,000 bucks behind. We're going to clear the decks. Sam Bushman and I are going to go to work. And consolidating a little bit and strengthening and getting ready for this new year, because it's going to be a good one. So if you would like to call into the network, you can call 800-724-2719, extension 115. Don't forget that, 800-724-2719, hit extension 115. They'll be happy to take a credit card donation, or if you prefer, can go to republicbroadcasting.org, top of the page, click the donation button, go to PayPal, make your donation, and please fill out your address there so we don't have to email you to ask for it, and you'll receive your copy of C. Fenner Goldsborough's book, Super Scam. And if you would like to just drop it in the mail, check money order, FRNs and wrapped in foil, we don't care. We're not particular. You can send that to RBM 2251 Double Creek, that's two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302. And that's down here in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So, Deanna, I appreciate the opportunity to come on your program. We have got to pay these back bills. Next week, our satellite service will be restored, but we need to clean up a few bills here to clear the decks. And hopefully, Sam Bushman, that knows radio, and I can see a way to join hands and make this a little bit easier for both of us, but being more effectual. This show is going to start on the network Monday at 8 a.m., run 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that's the Liberty Roundtable. So, good news.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Deanna, very much. And let me get out of the way so you can continue with your guest.
All righty. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All righty. We are back with Doran C. Matthews and Sylvia M. Hooper of the FPA Foundation, and that website is fpafoundation.org. We would like to have some phone calls, 800-313-9443, with questions or comments. I'm sure that that the guests have touched a lot of the hearts of the people who are listening to this program with their stories of compassion, concern for these children, the nation's children. And it's just heartbreaking. I just cannot imagine being a child in the foster care system and to have the things happen that happens to them. I think children are precious, and they need to be treated with love and kindness. That is not always the case, as Sylvia was mentioning, and having these children end up homeless and then often going into the prison system where they are further exploited is just heartbreaking. Ladies.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it is heartbreaking. That's a good word to use, because, you know, if you actually take the time to sit with children and talk with them and really spend some quality time and get to know them, you know, they're good kids, you know, and they're deserving of loving, supportive homes. And a lot of times they really get categorized as children that, you know, that have behavioral issues, that are bad kids. You know, even within the school system, you know, there's kind of this thought and assumption, oh, well, this kid's in foster care. Yeah, I can see why, you know. I can see by his behavior or her behavior, you know. And that's really not how we should look at children. We should look at them through a lens that allows for us to see them as a whole person, and not just what's written on paper, you know.
Sure.
You know, whether this child may have some tendencies where they can be disruptive, or they've had suspensions and they've had fights. We have to look at it in a way in which explains why they're behaving that way. You know, is it that they're being mistreated in the foster home? Is it that they haven't seen their parent in a year or a few months? Is it that they're lacking the basic needs at home, you know, of food, security, safety, clothing, and so forth? You know, we had this group, actually, group of young boys that were living in this one foster home, and they were all just crowded into this one bedroom. And, you know, they had to actually purchase toiletries from the foster mother. So if they needed toilet tissue, if they needed deodorant, if they needed soap, they would have to purchase these items from her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then instead of getting an allowance on a regular basis, it was like a banking system where, you know, they would go to her, ask her for money, and then she would say, okay, well, you have to pay me back. And she would write in a little notebook, and they'd have to sign saying that they were going to pay her back this money, knowing that these kids don't have any jobs, they don't have any income coming from any other, you know, arena. So it just really didn't, it wasn't rational, didn't make any sense to me. And these boys weren't really getting sufficient amount of food. So she would really keep, frozen bread in the freezer, and you know, have cereal down there, like, in the area where they were living, and that was pretty much it. They had to, like, fend for themselves. So she would be upstairs cooking meals for herself, her husband, and her own children, but with probably, I'm sure, using the money that she was getting from these four boys that were in her home, but then they couldn't participate in any of that. They couldn't partake in any of the meals, and they could not eat the food that she was making. They would have to just fend for themselves. So, you know, what is really going to make people kind of step up in the community and really take action, you know? It's not an isolated situation either. You know, it's really across the board.
Wow. All righty. We'll be right back, and you can call in with a comment or question at 800-313-9443.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Doran C. Matthews and Sylvia M. Hooper of the FPA Foundation, and that is fpfoundation.org. That story is just, I'm sure that I can't imagine doing that to a kid. I cannot imagine doing that to a child. What kind of people would do something like that? I think that When people sign up to be foster parents, isn't there some sort of accountability that they have to indicate that they're humane and part of the human race and that they actually want to help, or they're just in it for the money? That's terrible.
Yeah, they have them take a training to become a foster parent, but I think because there's a shortage of foster parents, they're not recruiting the right people. And I think, you know, there needs to be tougher laws on people who are interested in becoming a foster parent, because, you know, what I'm seeing is they have some foster parents that are receiving SSI disability benefits. You know, they you know, should not be caring for a child. I see some foster parents that are receiving welfare. Then where's the money for the child? And, you know, if you have people like that, you know that that money is not going to be going toward that foster child. So there needs to be tougher laws on people who are becoming foster parents. You know, I think you at least should have a high school diploma to be a foster parent, and then, you know, meet whatever other criteria, because of the shortage. Like I said, they're just picking anybody. You go, you take your MAP training. It's called Model Approach to Partnership and Parenting. It's 30 hours of training that you must take. They come in your home. You do a clearance to make sure you've never been arrested. But that's about it. But they, like I said, again, they're accepting the wrong people, because I see a lot of foster parents that are getting SSI, mental health disabilities, and you got these people caring for foster children, which is a problem, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
And that's why I said there's no oversight. That's why the system is ran the way it is. Nobody is checking these things out. And this is why you got kids being hurt, they're being killed, they're being molested. You know, you do got some good foster parents. I know a lot of great foster parents, but sometimes the good foster parents, they get rid of them. Because if you get a foster parent that speaks up, what they do is they try to close your home. If you try to advocate and go above and beyond for that foster child, what they do is they all gang up against that foster parent. And they sometimes call in allegations. They close that foster parent home. So even if you wanted to help that foster child and you're doing it for the right reasons, you still don't got a leg to stand on, because if you don't listen to what the agency is saying, they're going to get you out of there at the end of the day. Well, it's sad.
That seems to be the kind of parents that they would want to have in the system.
No, they don't want that. They don't want good foster parents, okay? They don't want it because they don't want nobody rocking the boat. They don't want social workers. They don't want nurses. You know, for therapeutic children, you should get people that work in the nursing group. The nurse professional, they know how to deal with these children. There's people that already have the experience. What I find is you got people who don't have the skills to deal. It takes more than love. And I'm not, because I was a foster parent, I can tell you it's more than just love. You need skills to be able to deal with these children. And some of these adults that are becoming foster parents just don't have the skills. And some of these foster parents, they threw their own children out in the street, okay? So you have to look at the dynamics of these people who claim that they want to help a foster child when they're really in it for their own personal gain. They want to buy a house, a car, escalate. They're not really in it to help the foster child at the end of the day. And I think, like I said, there needs to be an investigation. They need to close those type of homes. And they need to look into these foster care agencies that do have these bad foster parents that are in there, because you have a lot of teenagers that will tell you, my foster parent won't even give me a Metro card. She won't even give me this. So why do you have this child placed in that foster parent home if the foster parent is not willing to help this child? And like I said, again, a lot of them are in it for the check for the wrong reasons, not to really help a foster child. And that's a shame. You know?
And of course, if the agency doesn't ever speak with the child, mm-hmm. how will they really understand what the child's needs are if they're just...
But even when they speak with the child, because we had a whole bunch of teens that...
Okay.
They didn't listen to the kids, because I'm going to tell you why, because they were 18 and it's hard to place. They were considered hard to place teens. So a lot of people don't want to take older children. So they didn't want to rock that boat because they wanted to keep all of those four boys in their home. So even though the kids raised the concerns, the agency ignored it because it was going to be very difficult for them to find somebody to take those boys because they were 18 years old. So they left them in there until we got involved and we got all of them removed and placed in different homes. But unfortunately, that's not the case all the time.
Wow.
You know, a lot of teenagers, 18 and up, you know, it's like they rent in a room. You know, I see it. It's like they're renting a room and some of the foster parents are not even helping them. You know, helping them to try to get into school, giving them Metro cards, going to school, checking their homework, or going to parent-teacher meetings. So, again, it goes back to recruitment. You know, sure. You need to recruit people that are in this for the right reasons, who want to make sure that they really want to help this kid get from point A to point B, and not sure. They're not in it for their own personal gain at the end of the day, because these kids are suffering under the hands of some of these so-called foster parents that are supposed to be doing it for the right reasons.
Right. Now, a question from the chat room. Are there any volunteer programs where a person could, say, adopt a grandparent or something like that? Is there anything like that?
Wait, are there any type of what? Volunteer what?
A volunteer program. For instance, if somebody wanted to help a foster child, is there a program where that person could, like, become an adoptive grandparent or take a special interest in a foster child that is living in a foster home? Does your agency provide any kind of avenue vehicle for something like that?
Well, in New York, they do have a mentor program here. It's Big Brother, Big Sister. They have that where you can become a mentor, you know, to the child that's in foster care. They probably have a whole bunch of programs out there. You just got to look it up and see, you know, who wants to become a mentor, you know, to try to help these foster children in your state. They probably have something.
Okay. Now, I know that that you, of course, are familiar with the CCHR, and you have reached out to them, and they are a wonderful, wonderful organization as far as their educational apparatus, where they tell like it is that a lot of the agencies, the bureaucratic agencies, are really in it to function as to pair up the pharmaceutical industry with the child welfare agency to get all these kids on drugs.
Yes, CCHR, they're wonderful. That's why we reached out to them as well, and you know they referred us and got us on this show. You know, we thank Vicky for doing so, and we want to work with them because we really want to expose in New York City what's happening to the foster children that are right here that is being put on psychotropic medication illegally. So, I'm looking forward to working with them to see if we can try to expose some of these injustices that are taking place right here in New York City with the foster children.
Exactly. Now, do you anticipate that there will be any change because of any recent elections within New York?
I don't, you know what, I don't know. I don't think so, unless we raise awareness. Because what I find is this. I think that this issue has fell on deaf ears. And it's like, you know, even the congressmen, the politicians, like they're not really paying attention to what's really happening.
Exactly.
Or this is not a dire need. And that's why we're going to need everybody in every state to
sure.
come forward, you know, let
sure.
their voice be heard.
All right, Doran, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we will take phone calls at 800-313-9443. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Doran C. Matthews and Sylvia M. Hooper of the FPA Foundation. That is fpafoundation.org. Please visit that website. Look at some of the films. Listen to some of the stories that are told. I believe that one can determine the character of a nation by how that nation treats its children. And given what we've heard today, and certainly given what we've heard from previous guests who have talked about this same situation, the character of our nation is pretty dismal. And I mentioned about the if the elections had altered anything, and it does not sound promising. And I think the politicians, of course, certainly contribute to this, decreasing character and moral responsibility that our nation has found itself in.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. We've really made it a point to reach out to all of our, local and state officials, the mayor, the public advocate. We send every person that comes through the door with a complaint letter regarding how their experience has been with the foster care system to the mayor, to the public advocate's office, and also to the council member. And then every year we go to Washington and meet with state representatives up there. And so, you know, at the time, they seem like they're concerned. They seem like they take an interest in, you know, the stories and experiences of the families and the youth because we bring them with us. But then after that, it's, you know, back to business as usual. And it's not until there's a fatality that some attention is drawn to the stemming and systemic issues that have been going on for a long time. But then again, it's back to business as usual. So, there really has not been any change. And, you know, that's why our organization pushes the envelope, you know. And so when we have judges that feel that they can just bypass someone's rights, we make a complaint against them. When we have attorneys that feel like they don't really have to take their client's best interest into their decision-making, we make a complaint against them and have them removed off of cases. Same thing goes for the agency staff. And, people are starting to hear about the work that we're doing. We definitely have a name and a reputation out there that we don't take no for an answer, and that we're really going to go 150% for the individual that walks through that door that's asking for help. So, you know, this year we're really even pushing the envelope more by having the town hall meetings and really just trying to gather together the people in the community to really talk about their shared experiences so that people no longer feel isolated and they don't feel like they have to fight the fight alone. And really hold these representatives accountable. You know, you're representing the public interest and your constituents are saying that they're having difficulties and challenge with a particular system. Well, what are you going to do about it? Let's do something about it. We can put policies and laws into place that can protect their rights. Why hasn't anybody done that in all these years is really beyond me. You know, there are groups out there that have been around for 20, 30 years that have been in existence, and they haven't done one protest, or they haven't gone to Washington, or they haven't sat down with any, you know, council members or advocates or mayors or, you know, it really doesn't make any sense to me. And then they go about their day having partnerships with the child welfare agencies, with the foster care agencies. So how can you really be fighting on behalf of the families that are coming to you for help if you have a partnership and your direct funding comes from the agencies in which you're advocating against?
Exactly.
Just don't add up to me. It just doesn't equate to an equation where there's really justice there.
Exactly. Now, you mentioned earlier in the program that you had approached the media. How is your working relationship with the media? Have they been of any assistance to you at all in advertising the town hall meetings or in attending those meetings and really publicizing this issue?
Well, we've been having a very positive response. Every time we do a protest rally, I'm surprised they showed up. You know, so if you go on YouTube, you'll see we've been on the news several times because we have conducted our demonstrations in the five boroughs. They have been receptive. Now, as far as the town hall meeting, I haven't reached out to them yet because I'm still working out the schedule. But I'm going to call them because we need the media to get involved to make sure that this, you know, information is going to be distributed out. And then we invite them to come in to see if they want to, record this event that's going to be taking place. So I'm going to be reaching out to the media probably this week because I have to get, you know, this information out. We'll see if they're going to be receptive about having this foster care town hall meeting. We'll see at the end of the day. I'll give you an update, and I'll let you know if they are receptive, about that.
That would be great because I think just as I've listened I don't listen to TV, but once in a while I do catch the news when it is news. And we have certain people within the Chicago media who cover issues, exposure kinds of issues like this, and hopefully you have somebody like that in New York that would... Mm-hmm. expose these things.
We're trying to find them because New York, you know, it's sad to say, you know, everybody works in partnerships, and it's like, you know, it's very difficult in New York, because once they have a partnership, they don't want to rock that boat because they know this person. I don't want to print that because I know this person. And it's sad, because to me, the media is supposed to be the outlet to make sure that you're getting a story out about what's really happening and not sugarcoating these issues or putting out what you want to put out to satisfy your need, but it's not really satisfying the needs of the people that's being affected. Like right now, I had a mother. She's a young parent. She called me up. She came into the office. She's 22 years old, and her baby was 3 years old. He was killed in foster care a couple of months ago. So she came to our organization to get help. So we're going to be raising some awareness about that, because we need to hold the agency accountable. You know, you place the child in an inappropriate home, and they beat the child to death, and they killed him, you know. Oh. And nobody, it was on the media. I have to look it up, because she told me it was on the news, but I guess it went on the news, and that was the end of it. But we need to keep this story in the forefront, you know, and hold this agency accountable.
Indeed. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and she's a young mother, and I felt bad for what she came to the door. She said, I told them not to place my child in that home, because it's another relative, because the relative had an abusive home. And she said, I specifically told them not to place my son there, and they did it. She said that her son, that he had bruises all over his body from head to toe. So you're going to tell me the agency that's supposed to come out and do home visits every month, you didn't see the bruises on this child's body? Nobody's seen anything? Now the child is gone now? You know, come on, that's unacceptable, you know?
Wow, that is sad. There was a... just recently, there was news of a one-year-old child being beaten to death here and in the Chicago area, and it just broke my heart. I mean, you're talking a baby, baby. What kind of a monster would beat a baby, a toddler? It's just. And this needs to be exposed, and this was up to the agency to protect that 3-year-old or to protect this 12-month-old. And they're not doing their job, and they do need to have their feet held to the fire, and it is up to the media to do that, and apparently they're just not doing that at all. It just is infuriating. It's just outrageous that they are not doing that.
I don't know what it is about foster care stories that the media does not want to air. The only thing they do air is death. And if I'm calling you to prevent a death, why wouldn't you not air the story? If a parent calls the media and says, listen, this agency has my child is stating she's being abused, I think the media should jump on it. It shouldn't be that the child is dead, now everybody is coming and acting like they're so concerned. And you're absolutely right. The media does not want to focus on the foster care stories. And it is sad, and it's a shame.
It is. And, nobody should die in foster care. Nobody should be starving. Nobody should be abused. This is a national crime, and it needs national attention. And, I know you two ladies are doing a fabulous job there. And hopefully there are people in every state, people like you, who are speaking out for these children. Be back in 3.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Alrighty, welcome back. Our guests today are Doran C. Matthews and Sylvia M. Hooper of the FPA Foundation, and their website is fpafoundation.org. Typically attended the town hall meetings.
Who can attend it?
How many people generally attended? What were the numbers?
It's open to the community, so it doesn't matter. We can have as many as probably 100 people because we have some of the locations we have the town hall meetings are in the school auditorium, so we have enough space to fit over 100 people. So it's open for the public. Whoever wants to come, you know, come in to voice their story, and also they're going to be hearing stories from parents on the panel and youth on the panel.
Oh, fabulous. I think that that you two ladies are taking the bull by the horns, and you're not waiting for somebody to come in and rescue you or do something like that. You are saying, okay, we're going to go ahead without the politicians, without the agencies, and if we don't get the media, then we are going to make our own media, and I think that's a good thing to do. I hope that other people will have you on their programs. I think that this is an issue that absolutely needs to be addressed, and I think that and you teaming up with CCHR too, I think mm-hmm. that is a very good thing, a very very good thing. What can we do to help? What can my listeners do to help?
Well, as you mentioned, they can go on our website to see more about the work that we're doing. They can visit our YouTube channel to really hear the individual stories of our clients, our parents, our youth, as well as the foster parents. There are some foster parents on there as well. You know, we can also have people write complaint letters to kind of change the laws and policies that are directly impacting the youth and the parents, and that information is also on our website. And then, you know, last but not least, we definitely need donations to support the work that we're doing. We're a completely volunteer-run organization, and, you know, it's tricky in terms of finding funding that supports the particular work that we're doing when we're talking about advocating on behalf of youth and parents affected by the ACS and foster care system. This is really a population that has been long, you know, underserved and just kind of really overlooked. So it's a population that we feel that, you know, really needs affection, really needs attention, and really needs support. You know, we're a grassroots level organization, so we're always looking for volunteers and people to come in and, you know, help out in any way that they can, whether it's helping put together a fundraiser or providing direct service or interning with us. So, you know, in any of those varieties of roles or experiences, we're definitely in need.
Okay.
You know, people have ideas to, you know, help us to, you know, help the families that we're working with. We're all for that. People have ideas in terms of connecting us to other groups. You know, we definitely are interested in that. We also are really in dire need of representation. So we really want to get attorneys on board with what we're doing as well. So, you know, there's a lot of parents that are really in dire need of quality representation. So we're looking
okay.
for attorneys to really get on board with what we're doing as well.
I think, too, that if people who have Facebook could post information about your organization and refer them to the videos and say, hey, this is going on not just there in New York, but this is going on in every state. And because social media can be very compelling. And if people did post your message on their Facebook page and say, hey, take a look at this video. This could be your child. This could be
yes.
your little child that is being seized from your home. And we do hear stories about children being seized. I've talked to parents who've had their children seized or have had the agencies attempt to seize their children to put them on drugs. And I think that social media is a very good vehicle.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. It's something we're definitely going to be utilizing more.
Indeed,
absolutely.
Right. Now,
mm-hmm.
Now, do you televise the town hall meetings? Or,
yes.
You know, make videos
so-
of it?
Yep, we have created a video for it, and we're also going to have all information on our website in terms of where the town hall meetings will be taking place and how people can come out and get involved in them as well. So we're also looking for people to actually speak on the panels because we'll be having town hall meetings in all 5 boroughs. So if people want to participate in that as well, they can contact us via our website or our email at unitedforceparents@yahoo.com.
The other thing is, do any of the people who work for the ACS, have you invited them, any of these employees, to come out and speak about this, or are they all chicken?
Yeah, well, we've definitely tried to invite people out that have been, that have worked, you know, that do work in ACS. We actually had one of the assistant commissioners come out to a forum that we had, and, you know, we allowed to have an open discussion with the families and the assistant commissioner at that time. And, you know, let's just say she was not too thrilled to be in that hot seat and to have families directly questioning her and sharing their experiences and asking tough questions about why they had been treated in that way, why their families have been impacted in that way. And she really didn't have any answers to give them. So, you know, for the folks that are working in the system, they really don't want to be associated with us. They don't want to be affiliated with our organization. They don't even want to be seen with us in the street. It's really to that degree because they know the work that we're doing. And, you know, we're really in the business of shaming and blaming and really pointing fingers and holding people accountable and not taking no for an answer.
Perfect. You might just list their names and say we'd like to have the following people address these issues in 2015 and at some of our meetings, and then just post those people on your website. That sounds like something that would be well, if you wanted to do that.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, I think that would be Put them on the hot seat and say we would love to have the following people. I'm sure that they, in as much as they represent the agency, I'm sure that they would be happy to join us in seeing that the children that they have stewardship over, I'm certain that they would be happy to join us so that we could help these children. Yes, shame is a good thing.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's gotten us this far.
Yes. Oh, bless your hearts. Oh, I'm just so happy to have had you on the program today. And I hope that you can continue your great work and that people will donate and contribute ideas and that you can work with CCHR in some of the their effective programs. And I hope that others will invite you on their radio programs so that you can continue and expose these people that really, really need to have the spotlight shown on them by name. So, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks.